The Washtenaw County Democratic Party condemned legislative Republicans for, as they described it, ramming right-to-work laws through. Lonnie Scott is the party's vice chair for communications. He says the process has excluded the public voice.
Not to mention the fact that, there's statistics out there that show us that right-to-work has not impacted states in the way that our Republican leaders up in Lansing, and I use the term leaders loosely, have promised us, increased jobs, those kinds of things. It just hasn't been the case in other states.
State Representative David Rutledge and other Democrats staged a protest over the measure. I spoke with Representative Rutledge Thursday afternoon shortly after the House vote on the issue began.
I just voted no and left the chamber, as did all of my Democratic colleagues.
Speaking from the lower level of the state capitol, as a boisterous public was being allowed back into the building, Rutledge lamented the passage of the right-to-work legislation and the inability of the public to have its say.
I think this is, from my perspective, it's kind of a sad day in our history. Whether you're for or against right-to-work, at least people ought to be heard on it and have an opportunity for a referendum on it at some point in time.
Under the state constitution, the Senate must wait at least 5 days now before it votes on the legislation. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.